Okay, thank you everybody for joining Dennis Mann again. This is Dennis Mann's podcast. Today is Monday, the last day of July 2017, and today we're going to talk about the Kristen Mottaferri case. And boy, do I have a story for you today. This is true, and I'll give you the websites where you can go see for yourself, and this is one of those jaw-droppers. Kristen, again, disappeared in 1997 from the Bay Area, but we're going to fast forward about 9 years. So now we're in 2006. We'll talk about this more in future podcasts, but I did a bunch of traveling and searching for Kristen because I would go wherever the leads were. And we had a so-so lead down in Granada, Nicaragua that really didn't turn out too much, but I was down there for a while. But the one that I was really keyed on was a tip that we got from Chiang Mai, Thailand. And what had happened was, remember I told you about John Anuma? He was living all alone in a mansion in Hawaii. Well, that house was owned by a guy named Daniel Doobie. And Doobie had fled to Thailand because he had already done prison time in the United States and Canada. I was right on the border there. But for child abduction, he abducted one of his own child. So it was a spousal divorce thing, and he took the child when he wasn't supposed to. But he went to federal prison for that. And when he got out, Daniel Doobie was a con man, and he realized law enforcement was on to him for a multitude of crimes. So he got the hell out of Dodge, and he went to Thailand. Well, one of his many wives, and this guy Doobie, believe it or not, had 21 kids. And one of them one of the wives was a woman named Maggie Crane. And she was obsessed with Daniel her whole entire life. And she left her home up in Canada in Victoria, British Columbia. And she flew to Thailand to confront Doobie because she had no money to feed the five children they had together. Doobie had millions of dollars, and he was just blowing off his family. He's just living in Thailand. So she goes to Thailand and confronts him. And I'll talk more in detail about this in a future podcast. But anyway, Doobie basically told her to go to hell. So she pulls a gun out and she kills him. Right in broad daylight at their restaurant. And so now this Canadian woman is in prison in Thailand. She ain't going nowhere. And you know that old saw that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned? Well, here she is on the other side of the world. She's away from her own family. She just killed the father of her children. And she's in a Thai prison. You know, this woman's in trouble. But I knew she wasn't going anywhere. So I asked for the Mottaferris if they would let me go to Thailand. I wanted to go anyway, but if they had totally said no, I may not have, but they said go. So I flew to Thailand because I knew I could meet this woman. And when I got to the prison, she had no idea I was coming. She broke down and cried for a long time, but I'll talk about that in a future podcast. But the reason I brought that up is while I was in Thailand awaiting to go to the prison, I get an email from a reporter from the Honolulu Advertiser wanting to know who I was and what connection to John Anuma and this woman named Momi Durand did I have, because they had Momi Durand had filled out a restraining order against me. And let me tell you about that. So remember I told you in 1999 earlier in a previous podcast, the Oakland police, they could not find John Anuma. They had no idea where he was. So they went to America's Most Wanted, and they asked John Walsh to do a story on Kristen. And in that episode, which you can see at findkristen.com, you see Sergeant John Bradley say on national television that John Anuma is connected to the case. They just have to nail down how. So they mentioned him as being connected to Kristen's case on national television. So that's a pretty solid statement by law enforcement. So anyway, when the show airs, and sure enough, it flushed him out. Onuma had fled San Francisco, and he moved to Hawaii, where he met this girl named Momi Durand, and he sweet talked her and moved right into her house, gets her pregnant, and now he's living in her house. All right. Now remember, America's Most Wanted episode airs 1999, so this is 2006, and I'm in Thailand meeting the woman that killed Daniel Doobie in the prison over there. And I get this email from the reporter from the Honolulu Advertiser asking me, why does this Momi Durand have a restraining order out against me? The reporter was doing a story on Momi Durand, and this is what I want to get into. Earlier, when I found out that Anuma was in Hawaii at 3030 Kahili Street in Honolulu, I flew to Honolulu because I had heard that Anuma had broken up with Momi, and I thought, well, maybe Momi will talk to me. And so I flew out of Hawaii from San Francisco. I make my way on a bus up to Kahili Street. And I remember I had to walk like the last mile and a half. The bus didn't go that far. So I walk up there. I find the house. I knock on the door. A young teenage girl answers. I said, "Hi, is Momi there?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, she'll be right here. Come on in." And she invited me into the foyer of the house. And so I'm sitting there waiting for about maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes. And all of a sudden, Momi comes out. And the only thing she says to me, she goes, "I know exactly who you are. You need to leave the house right now. I'm calling the police." I said, "Oh, well, that didn't go well." So I had to leave. You know, they tell you, "You got to leave. You got to leave." And I left. And when the police got there, she had filed a restraining order against me to keep me away from her house. And, you know, I took a chance. I thought since she broke up with Numa, maybe he had screwed her over and she'd be willing to talk. I didn't know. But so anyway, that's what I walked into. So now there's a police report with this Momi Duran filing a restraining order against Dennis Mann myself. And so then when the reporter was doing a story on Momi, he saw my name. And so I wrote the reporter back, "What's this all about?" And here's the story I want to share with you. This is amazing to me. This is amazing. Remember I told you that America's Most Wanted did a story on John Onuma? Well, ABC's Primetime Live also did a story on Onuma, okay? And in 2006, this Momi Duran girl, she ran a daycare out of her house, okay? It was just a regular house, nothing special, a little rundown, but in a relatively middle-class neighborhood of Honolulu. But she writes a letter to ABC's Extreme Makeover with a big sob story that her house is no longer suitable for her daycare. And I guess the fact that she lived in Hawaii, the ABC bought her story, hook, line, sinker, and they created this new show called Extreme Makeover Hawaii Edition. And in 2006, they flew their whole, that guy Chad, whatever his name is, the host of the show, they flew their whole show out to Hawaii. And believe it or not, they built her a new home. They actually built her a new home and a rec center for her daycare. But this was the same house when America's Most Wanted was running, Onuma was hiding out in. Okay, Momi Duran had this guy in, and we couldn't find him. America's Most Wanted, John Onuma is living at 3030 Kahili Street. In 2006, Momi Duran writes a sob story, and ABC's Extreme Makeover, they go down, tear down the very home that she was hiding John Onuma out in for the disappearance of Kristen Modafferi, and they build her a new house. It's just crazy. But the reason why the reporter was doing a story, he started hearing stories that this Momi Duran was a big fraud. And I'm going to list the newspaper articles online. They found out that her family income was over $200,000. And she really did a number on Extreme Makeover. She scammed everybody, that woman. And so the story you're going to see is about Momi Duran having a family income of over $200,000 and how she scammed Extreme Makeover. But the real story is who she was hiding out in 1999 at that very house. So if you go to YouTube and you just do a search for Extreme Makeover Hawaii Edition, all right, when you see them say scream, you know, "Move that bus," that's Momi Duran there, the Hawaiian woman. And that's the house that they built, that they tore down and rebuilt for her. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So anyway, it's just a crazy, crazy story, but it's all true. And I look back and I still can't believe it. But somehow Onuma keeps getting away with this. Now, he's no longer with Momi Duran, but she still won't talk to us. She still won't talk to us. But 3030 Kahili, K-A-H-I-L-I Street in Honolulu, Hawaii is where that happened. All right. So this is a short broadcast. It's late at night for me. And I just want to make sure I post something for you because I know a lot of people are looking for it. And we're on iTunes. We are on Google Play, Stitcher. And one more thing I'd like to mention. If you go to my companion Facebook page, Kristen and Kent, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, comma, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, comma, and Kent. I'm going to post not only the YouTube video there for you, but I'm also going to post the newspaper article from the Honolulu Advertiser where the reporter was talking about how Momi Duran had a family income of over $200,000 when she fed Extreme Makeover the line that she was desperate and poor and she needed a new house. Okay, thank you again. Bye.